What if the voice urging you to reach for that cookie isn't really yours? What if your chronic fatigue, anxiety, or joint pain stems not from genetics or bad luck, but from a microscopic war happening inside your digestive tract right now? Your gut houses over 10,000 bacterial species containing 3 million genes, dwarfing your mere 23,000 human genes. These organisms aren't passive passengers. They're actively shaping your thoughts, cravings, immune responses, and even your risk for diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer. This isn't science fiction. It's the revolutionary reality emerging from microbiome research. The trillions of bacteria in your gut function less like tenants and more like landlords, often calling the shots on everything from your mood to your metabolism. Understanding this hidden universe of control might be the missing key to resolving the chronic health crises plaguing modern society. Think of your gut as a rainforest, teeming with life, diverse, interdependent, and remarkably fragile. Just as rainforests worldwide share functional patterns while housing different species, your gut contains a unique combination of helpful workers, lazy freeloaders, and even a few thugs. This diversity isn't just interesting, it's essential for your survival and well-being. A healthy microbiome requires three critical qualities: stability that allows recovery after disruption, diversity with numerous species evenly distributed, and the right balance between cooperation and competition. Your bacterial composition remains remarkably stable across decades. Samples taken years apart resemble each other far more than samples from two different people taken the same day. When disturbances kill off complex communities, early pioneer species take over, reverting your gut to an immature state with compromised immune function. Bacterial cooperation creates fascinating interdependencies through cooperative digestion, where compounds produced by one species become food for another. Through quorum sensing, bacteria use chemical signals to synchronize their activities, functioning collectively like advanced multicellular beings. Your gut bacteria maintain intimate communication with their long-lost relatives living inside every cell, your mitochondria, cellular power plants that evolved from bacteria engulfed by early cells 2 billion years ago. This shared ancestry creates a vital communication network through molecules called postbiotics, with your gut microbiome constantly monitoring your body's condition and passing messages to mitochondria about energy production needs. This explains why restrictive diets eliminating plant fiber often cause crushing fatigue and brain fog. They starve your microbiome of what it needs to produce these essential signals. Inside your mitochondria, cellular respiration generates ATP, your cellular energy currency. But when electrons couple with oxygen instead of protons, they produce reactive oxygen species that damage cells unless controlled by molecules like melatonin and glutathione. Gut fermentation produces crucial messenger gases, hydrogen sulfide, nitric oxide, and carbon monoxide, that regulate mitochondrial function and stimulate new cellular power plant growth. Hydrogen sulfide accelerates hippocampal activity, enhancing memory and synaptic plasticity. Low hippocampal levels cause depression, increasing them correct symptoms within hours. It also promotes heart health through blood vessel dilation and protects gut mucus lining. Balance is critical. Excess inhibits mitochondrial function, while deficiency damages protective barriers. Nitric oxide regulates neurotransmitters and promotes nervous system development while dilating blood vessels to lower blood pressure. Your oral microbiome converts dietary nitrates to nitric oxide, explaining why commercial mouthwashes may contribute to high blood pressure by destroying beneficial bacteria. Carbon monoxide protects brain cells by reducing neuroinflammation and plays a critical role in fetal brain development. Mitochondrial uncoupling is a protective mechanism where mitochondria separate fuel burning from energy production. When cells become overcrowded, emergency exits open, allowing protons to escape without producing ATP. This triggers mitogenesis, the birth of new, healthy mitochondria. Polyphenols, short-chain fatty acids, and ketones all trigger this protective uncoupling, with gut bacteria serving as essential partners by processing polyphenols for bioavailability and producing the short-chain fatty acids that serve as ketone building blocks. Nearly all chronic disease patients share one feature: leaky gut. This intestinal permeability allows harmful compounds to breach your gut barrier and enter your bloodstream, triggering inflammation underlying virtually every modern health condition. Your gut functions like skin turned inside out, protecting you from invaders while absorbing nutrients. Despite covering a tennis court surface area, this barrier is only one cell thick, with 60 to 80% of your immune system positioned along it. Lectins, defensive proteins in plants, are key culprits causing leaky gut. Without sufficient beneficial bacteria like Akkermansia, the protective mucus layer depletes. Lectins then bind to gut receptors, producing zonulin that breaks tight junctions between cells, creating holes that allow pathogens, toxins, and undigested food particles to flood your bloodstream. We've inadvertently created ideal conditions for microbiome destruction. From exploding plastics production to broad-spectrum antibiotics, our choices have devastated internal ecosystems. The consequences are stark. Childhood obesity rates have tripled, 42% of American adults are obese, and autoimmune diseases are now commonplace. Antibiotics devastate the microbiome by indiscriminately killing beneficial bacteria, allowing opportunistic pathogens to flourish. Glyphosate, the herbicide in Roundup, was patented as an antibiotic disrupting the shikimate pathway plants use to produce amino acids. Scientists assumed it was safe for humans since we don't use this pathway, but our gut bacteria do. It creates an acidic environment, killing beneficial bacteria while allowing harmful ones to thrive, particularly harming bacteria producing short-chain fatty acids and neurotransmitter precursors. Endocrine disruptors, environmental chemicals mimicking hormones, include pesticides, BPA in plastics, phthalates in fragranced products, and parabens in processed foods. They alter microbiome composition, potentially causing infertility, anxiety, depression, bone disease, heart disease, and cancer. Since 1994, the USDA has promoted whole grains despite their lectin content, particularly wheat germ agglutinin, which penetrates the gut barrier and triggers immune overactivation. NSAIDs damage gut health through mitochondrial uncoupling. Within 1 hour, gut lining cells begin dying from energy deficiency, creating holes in the gut wall. Microplastics alter microbiome diversity and compromise gut barrier function. Most alarmingly, they cross the placenta, affecting unborn babies. We're living in a perfect storm where multiple modern innovations converge to systematically dismantle the delicate ecosystem protecting our health. Hippocrates observed that all disease begins in the gut. Modern research confirms aging itself starts there. When your gut wall becomes dysfunctional, lectins, toxins, undigested food particles, and harmful microbes breach into your bloodstream. Your immune system recognizes these as threats, triggering inflammation, the true root of disease. The real danger comes from molecular mimicry. Many plant proteins resemble your own tissue proteins. Your hypervigilant immune system attacks similar-looking human tissues, causing autoimmune diseases. Since blood vessels, joints, and your blood-brain barrier have similar protective coatings as your gut lining, lectins damage these services too, creating atherosclerosis and osteoarthritis. The obesity microbiome features altered bacterial ratios that metabolize simple sugars rather than producing beneficial compounds. Your gut bacteria control your cravings. When bad bacteria dominate, they make you crave sugar because it's their preferred fuel. Even osteoporosis stems from gut issues, as bones contain immune cells that recognize toxins and trigger inflammation. Cancer ties back to leaky gut too. Normally, gut bacteria signal your immune system to kill cancer cells before they overgrow. But with chronic leaky gut, your immune system becomes so distracted fighting constant invaders that it can't effectively patrol for cancer cells. Fix the gut, and you address the root cause of virtually every chronic disease. The solution centers on three categories: prebiotics, food for gut bacteria, like polyphenols and fiber; probiotics, beneficial bacteria in fermented foods; and postbiotics, beneficial products your gut bacteria create. Time-restricted eating, condensing meals into a shorter daily window, is foundational, maximizing gut health by increasing beneficial compound production and allowing gut wall repair time. Your gut bacteria activate polyphenols to act as mitochondrial uncouplers, protecting against intestinal permeability. The plant kingdom offers countless polyphenol-rich options: cloves, cocoa powder, blueberries, and red wine. Fermented foods, plain sheep and goat milk yogurts, low-sugar kombucha, raw cheeses, vinegars, sauerkraut, and kimchi deliver double benefits. Cruciferous vegetables and sulfur-containing alliums, onions, garlic, and leeks, create beneficial signaling molecules. Avoid gut-busting lectins, particularly wheat germ agglutinin, which penetrates the gut wall and sticks to protective linings throughout your body. Processed foods feed harmful bacteria that hijack brain communication, creating cravings. Despite containing polyphenols, most fruits have high fructose, a mitochondrial toxin, causing insulin resistance. Better options: pomegranate and passion fruit seeds, kiwi with skin on, and grapefruit. Chronic diseases aren't inevitable. They're messages from a microbiome crying out for help. Feed your gut buddies the polyphenols and fiber they crave, and give your gut wall repair time through time-restricted eating.